Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Straight Talk here on the voice of Berks County, WEEU. It's good to be with you again. This is Nick Lawrence, and to start this wonderful show that we have today for you, on the line with me, I have a very special guest. Her name is Carrie Fallon Horgan, and she's a CEO and the founder of the Women's Healing Organization International. She's also an author of her latest book, Time On, Time Out, Flexible Work Solutions to Keep Your Life in Balance. Carrie, welcome to the show. It's good to talk with you.
Hello, Nick. I'm so delighted to be on your show.
Well, this is exciting because I think you're probably the first guest I've had from the distance that we're talking to each other. So tell everybody where you are so they know.
I'm in beautiful, sunny Sydney, and at the moment I'm in an office that overlooks a beautiful valley. Even though I'm only about 20 minutes from the city and I can see the city skyline from the bottom of my street, I'm actually surrounded by a national park, so the air is beautiful and clean, and it's a beautiful place for healing.
And when you say Sydney, you're not talking about Sydney, Pennsylvania.
I'm talking about Sydney, Australia.
Right. I know. This is amazing. I guess people will pick up what we would call an accent, but of course we probably have an accent when we talk to you as well.
That's right.
That's the way it is. So we have a little tradition we do every week when we talk to our guests, and we like to know a little bit about them. So why don't you tell us about who you are, how you get started, where you grew up, all those basic things that people like to know about our guests.
Well, what really brought me to founding the Women's Healing Organization website, I think, was the fact that I had a very solid upbringing in the power of the feminine with three very strong and loving sisters and a mother who contributed to women's organizations for many decades. Even in her 80s last year, she was still teaching on a voluntary basis at a local school. And I followed in my mother's footsteps, working for many women's organizations over the years. And I was privileged to chair the advisory body to the state government on women's issues. In this role, with a team of diverse and truly outstanding women, we dialogued with women in Aboriginal communities, with rural and city women of all ages. And we even facilitated consultations in Chinese with Chinese women. And we learned so much from these women and were able to empower them by being a direct conduit to the Premier and Minister for Women to provide their input into government policy and decision-making. And my subsequent work on the Board of Women and Management and other women's organizations further deepened my belief in the power of women's wisdom as a conduit for positive change. My original training and background was as a counselor, and for many years I headed a financial counseling service in the finance sector. Then I taught financial counseling skills to accountants and lawyers and social workers and other professionals, and wrote a book on personal financial management. And I know from this experience how difficult it is to achieve the life balance and the time for taking care of our health without having the financial resources to support us. I've really seen firsthand the devastation that the lack of financial support can have on people's lives. And that's why financial well-being is a key focus of the Women's Healing Organization website.
Mm-hmm. Have you always, is there anything in your past history from growing up as a little girl that would have gotten you to begin championing women's issues?
I believe it was just the strong feminine influence of my mother, who was always a champion of women, and also my sisters who are out there doing great work as well. And I have wonderful girlfriends and, you know, just working in women's organizations. I think it's just a direction I've always taken. And for the past decade, I've worked as a workplace advisor on work-life balance issues. So I've actually partnered with organizations to help create enabling environments that support women in the workplace, such as work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. When you say it's the organization is called the Women's Healing Organization, I'm not throwing you a curveball. What is it healing from? What? When you say it's healing, what are you healing from?
Okay, so what it is an information internet portal which features issues of vital importance to women. So the focus is on women's health, financial, and work-life issues.
Okay.
And the information, tips, and articles featured on the website are provided by experts in these fields. So the site's really a valuable free resource to women of all ages. I think I believe that now, more than any other time in human history, many women in our society have the opportunity of coming to their true power. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it may be crucial on many levels looking at the world today for us to do so. So for such a transformation to take place, we need a supportive container filled with a number of key ingredients. And one of the vital ingredients is women sharing their wisdom to enable us to heal so that we can really reveal the best we can be. Mm-hmm. I think that women want to know how to be more rather than do more, and it's the aim of this website to facilitate the sharing of this wisdom in order for that transformation to occur. There's actually many challenges to women claiming their power, and one of the blocks is the choices that we make day in, day out. I think the acronym for the Women's Healing Organisation, WHOI, could conclude with a question mark and be pronounced, who I?
Mm-hmm.
Because for many women, it's often the I that comes last on the long list of whose needs are taken care of first.
Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, women throughout history have been the caretakers of society. And although they are the strength of the world, they hold up the world in most cases. They're not given credit for that. Is it part of your mission to establish, you use the word balance, but is part of your mission to establish a sense of equality with men in the world in general? Because as we look around the world, we still see that women do not seem to have the same rights of equality that men do.
That's correct. I mean, there's still men do rule the world, and women, I think, really do need to look at how they can come into their power so that they can start healing the world as well. In my current work as an executive and life coach, I see many women who are working excessive hours and are extremely stressed.
Mm-hmm.
A recent client of mine, a single mother in a senior management role, described how she felt like a dried prune. She was overworked and well on the way to burnout. And she just so lost touch with herself that she'd even forgotten to drink water, although the water cooler was right outside her office door. And this is sadly a familiar story of women putting their own health and well-being last to the eventual detriment to themselves and also those that depend on them.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the Women's Healing Organization International has a DNA logo, which represents getting back to basics.
Right.
Yeah, the basics being to focus on our physical, emotional, spiritual health, our work-life balance and our financial well-being. And these are the areas of focus of the womenshealingorg.com site.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give out your website? So while we're talking today, people can actually go to that website and they can check out exactly what's there while we're actually talking on the air today. What is that website?
www.womenshealingorg.com.
Okay, womenshealingorg.com. Yeah. And Carrie, let me ask you, Is the website and the information that you have out there focused on any particular age group of people? Because, I mean, you know, there are women that go from childhood all the way up till people in their 90s. Is there something relevant for every age group at your website that they can get something from?
It is. It's really relevant for women of all ages and stages of life. We focus, for example, in the health page, we look at things like healthy relationships, the immune system, your greatest health asset, written by Dr. Sandra Cabot. We look at nutrition, losing weight at midlife by Dr. Christian Northrup. Dr. Susan Jones has written a number of articles on choosing a balanced, stressless lifestyle, simplifying your life, embracing silence and solitude, and choosing to be healthy and celebrating life, experiencing health bliss. So all the experts who contribute to our site are on a range of subjects and topics that really would be, I think anybody who goes on the site, even men, mm-hmm. could benefit from, because, I mean, we all need to look after our immune system and our health and our financial well-being. So although the focus is women, I'm sure everybody could get something from the site.
And as you're talking, it always leads me into another question. So the difference between, let's say, your site and other sites that are out there, because there are a number of sites that people have can get information on, it sounds to me that you have a number of experts that actually provide the information. As you said, you mentioned Christiane Northup, you mentioned Dr. Susan Smith Jones, and so those are people that actually I know. And so you have a lot of experts that have some knowledge in a particular area of the website then.
That's right. So some of our outstanding experts include, as you said, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Sandra Cabot, Dr. Eve Wood, Jane Furnival, Robin Pierce, and Louise Brogan. As you said, Dr. Susan Jones is probably well known to a lot of your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And Susan has made major contributions in the fields of optimum health and fitness and human potential. She was selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. And
mm-hmm.
as you know, she's a prolific writer. Well, she's authored 17 books, including Health Bliss and mm-hmm. The Healing Power of Nature Foods. And she holds a BA in psychology and a PhD in health sciences. And she taught health and fitness to students, staff and faculty at UCLA for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Dr. Christian Northrup is an authority in the field of women's health and wellness. She's the author of a number of books, including two on the New York Times bestselling list. Her work has been featured on Oprah Winfrey and The Today Show and Good Morning America. Another outstanding expert on women's health is Dr. Sandra Cabot. She's authored numerous groundbreaking books, including The Liver Cleansing Diet. Have you heard of that one? Which many of your listeners may know about. And Jane Furnival is BBC One TV's thrift expert. And Jane's the author of books on smart saving and smart spending. She's written many newspaper and magazine articles worldwide and has an English degree from Oxford. Louise Brogan is the founder of All Money Matters and the co-author of Your Life, Your Money, Making Your Life Work for You. She's run her own investment consultancy business and was one of only five women members of the Australian Stock Exchange Limited.
So you have some really powerful people on your website. I mean, Christiane Northrup, people around here know her from being on the PBS series that she's done a number of, especially when they're doing their fundraising. They have her on the air, and she has a number of seminar series that she's on the PBS public broadcasting system here in the United States. So a lot of people do know her. So you really do have a great array of people who are experts. Carrie, we're going to take our first break. Coming up, and let me tell everybody whom we're talking to. Folks, we're talking to Carrie Fallon Horgan. She's the CEO and founder of the Women's Healing Organization International, and her website is the Women's Healing org.com. And we'll talk more about her with her in just a moment. So stay with us. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Straight Talk on the Voice of Berks County, WEU. You know, the beauty of the show is you'll get a chance to listen to the entire show again by going to our website at WEEU.com. Just click on the icon that says Straight Talk. You'll be able to listen to this entire interview as well as others I've done here over the years at WEU. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back with more talk with our guests. So stay right with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show, Straight Talk, here on the Voice of Berks County. Carrie Fallon Horgan is our guest today, and she's the CEO and founder of a wonderful website, actually. And we hopefully you can go there while we're talking on the air. You certainly can do that because that would make some sense. It's the Women's Healing Organization International website, and their website address is womenshealingorg.com, womenshealingorg.com. And you can check that out while we're talking with her. Now, Carrie, I'm back with you, and I know that you wanted to actually do a little more detail on some of the people that you have who are experts in their field and some of the tips for helping women manage their lives in different areas. So I know that you'd like to start with Dr. Susan Jones, and that's a good thing because people here at WEU have heard a number of interviews that I've done with her. So let's talk about some of her work a little bit.
Thank you. Susan has written a number of outstanding articles on the site, include Experiencing Health Bliss, Choose a Balanced, Stressless Block Lifestyle, Simplify Your Life, Embrace Silence and Solitude, and Choose to Be Healthy and Celebrate Life. She has some wonderful tips, and as you know, she's just so generous with her time and information, and she's been incredibly generous with the articles that she's included on the site. In her article, Experience Health Bliss, Susan says that changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, such as high blood pressure, fragile bones, significant memory loss, reduced vision and lack of energy, just no longer considered inevitable. She explains it's really not about making major lifestyle or food changes either. It's about making simple, effective lifestyle choices. Susan says that what you eat, how much you move or sleep, what you think, how you deal with stress and how much water you drink, how many bad habits you discard and how much your social relationships support you, these factors have profound effect on health, longevity and quality of life.
So it is personal choice. People make these choices on their own, and depending on the choices that they make, they have different outcomes. And I guess, I know I've interviewed her, and that's her belief system, that you can make different choices which will bring you different outcomes, that you can change a lot in your life, even though many times people think that they cannot do that.
That's right, Nick. Susan says that a fundamental problem for most of us is that we eat too much low-nutrient food. And also constant stress in our lives means the stress hormone cortisol can stay in our body for too long. And this sets up a very damaging cycle that can lead to blood sugar problems and fat accumulation and exhausted immune function. So what's more, she says that to create instant energy, the body drains its nutritional reserves. And under extreme stress, we need extra good quality protein. So, as you know, she really promotes things like green vegetables and their fresh juices and legumes. And she says, but what happens if we haven't eaten enough of these good nutritional supplements. She says the body uses its own protein-rich tissues, namely muscles. So did you know that for every pound of muscle destroyed through stress, our metabolism drops, burning approximately 50 fewer calories a day?
No, I did not know that. That's a fact that she's never shared with us, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is a very lengthy article, and it's hard to summarize. It's just so full of information. She says that stress can overwhelm us at times, but we can choose to take the steps necessary to keep it manageable. She believes that we need to understand what it means to live a balanced, joyful life. We need to put that understanding into practice. She says vibrant health and peace of mind go hand in hand. You can't reach your potential for physical health without being mentally fit as well. So as you said, Nick, she says that making choices that integrate and heal the body, mind and spirit is what health bliss is about. Interestingly, her beautifully written article, Simplify Your Life, Embrace Silence and Solitude, I just received an email from one of my readers saying how much that this article really meant to her.
Mm-hmm.
In this article, Susan explains that through regular exercise and wholesome natural food diet are essential ingredients for being radiantly healthy. But there are other equally important elements that are often overlooked. And isn't that true? We think of, you know, the food and the exercise. But in the pursuit of our physical goals, we often neglect the importance of nurturing the emotional and spiritual sides of our being, mm-hmm. from which she says true happiness and fulfillment emanate. And to nurture your emotional and spiritual side, the two processes on the top of her list are solitude and silence. Did you know that growing numbers of researchers fear that the dangers and hazardous effects of intense noise on human health are seriously underestimated? Susan believes that choosing times of silence can enrich the quality of our lives tremendously. If you find yourself overworked or stressed out, irritated or tense, she said, rather than heading off for a coffee or a snack break, you know, which is the normal way we go,
maybe
all you need is a silence break.
Mm-hmm.
So in this article, Susan gives tips on how we might carve out times of silence in our lives. She's had very practical experience of this, and she gives, you know, she really does give tips from her own experience, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Carrie, as you say these things, it's in retrospect, after you say them, everybody says, well, my goodness, that makes perfect sense. But in prospect, hardly anybody thinks about this stuff. And you can tell you can tell how weird it is that we don't know what silence is all about, is because if you drive your car and let's say your radio is not working or your CD player is malfunctioning, it's almost strange to us to not have something going on in the background in our cars. Even our teenagers today, they say they don't study in silence anymore. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, we all were taught to study in silence. But today kids have music on in the background. They have their computers going. They're multitasking while they're studying. It's a whole different world of a lack of peace, I think, in a sense.
And Nick, I think it's a lost skill.
A lost skill, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and really, times of silence are so crucial to our health. And Susan's article really makes you long for the peace she describes.
Yeah, that's true.
It just sounds so beautiful to have that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just not conscious of it. And this is what these articles do, really make us aware of what we do need to be doing day in, day out. It's just not one, you know, 10 minutes of peace once a month. It's a constant thing we need daily. And Susan really describes how we can really carve that out in our daily lives. So it's a wonderful article.
So people can go to your website, womenshealingorg.com, and read these particular articles as well as the others we're going to be talking about.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to some of the others because you have so many great experts on your website.
Oh, it's so hard to choose, Nick.
It is. I'm sure.
Fantastic information.
I'm sure it is.
Another outstanding contributor on the health page is Dr. Sandra Cabot. She's written a number of articles. Probably one of the ones I'd like to talk about is The Immune System, Your Greatest Health Asset.
Mm-hmm.
In this article, Dr. Cabot describes how the use of antibiotics has become excessive. And antibiotics are found in much of the food we consume today. And although antibiotic drugs can be life-saving, the use of excessive antibiotics can breed resistant microorganisms that become even more deadly. So we can't any longer rely on the drugs to protect us from all of the infections that are going around. So more than ever before, we need a strong immune system to reduce the chances of infections from causing serious diseases. And Dr. Cabot says that the most common causes of weakened immune system are advancing age, excessive stress, exposure to excessive toxins, things like alcohol, cigarettes, insecticides and petrochemicals. Another one is impaired ability of the body to handle sugar. So, you know, there's high levels of sugar in the food that we eat. Mm-hmm. And sugar actually enables pathogenic bacteria to flourish and spread. Also, as we've already spoken about, nutritional deficiencies can greatly impair the ability of the immune system to fight infections. But there's great, easy, helpful advice given by Dr. Gaveau. She says that certain foods can improve the immune system. For example, some vegetables actually contain substances with natural antibiotic effects.
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular and effective antibiotic vegetables are garlic, onion, horseradish and ginger. And relatively small amounts of these vegetables, we can use it either in cooking or salads or raw juices, are really worthwhile for those who are coming down with infections. Or things like cranberry, and their juices are helpful for things like recurrent bladder infections, citrus fruits and bell peppers. Do you call them bell peppers or capsicums?
We can call them bell peppers. There are bell peppers, yeah.
Yeah, we call them capsicums. An excellent source of disease-fighting vitamin C and bioflavonoids.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know hot spicy foods like chili peppers and curry powder can help reduce the incidence of infections in the bowel and respiratory tract?
Mm-hmm. That I did know, and because I've talked to, you know, Susan has talked about that in the past as well, and it makes perfect sense to me. I've grown up on that type of a diet, basically, with, like, spicy foods. I love that kind of a thing, a Mediterranean-style diet with lots of, hot and spicy foods, and so I can relate to that.
And it's wonderful to know that it's doing us so much good,
mm-hmm,
as we're eating it. And, of course, raw juicing is an excellent way to strengthen your immune system. Sandra says that even if you only do raw juicing two or three times a week, it really does exert an immune boosting property to your body. Things like essential fatty acids are needed for strong cell membranes,
mm-hmm,
which protect the cells from invasion. And good sources of these are oily fish and cold-pressed seeds and vegetable oils, raw nuts and seeds and legumes. I think the good news that she has for us about these natural antibiotic foods and herbs is that they contain many different substances which actually interact synergistically to fight disease-causing microorganisms. And that's why it's difficult and very rare for microorganisms to become resistant to their effects. So this contrasts with many antibiotic drugs where resistance and ineffectiveness has become widespread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that just, I find that absolutely fascinating. And that's a very lengthy article that I've just
It's interesting because the more we talk and the more I've talked to health professionals around the world in the shows that I've done, more and more people are talking in terms of eating a more plant-based diet, things that are closer to nature. Not that we should necessarily all have to be vegetarians, but you're finding more and more data and more information that eating foods that are as close to nature as possible and talking about plant-based foods is the best route for us.
Yeah, and also raw foods. I know that many experts say that it's really healthy to have at least something raw at each meal, and that's a great tip. Try and start each meal with something raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just know myself that the juicing of vegetables, you know, you really do get an energy hit. Do you do that, Nick?
I do. I juice every.
Yeah.
I juice probably two or three times a week.
Yeah, and doesn't that give you an energy boost?
I love it. It's great. And then I mix different kinds of things, you know, whether I'm mixing fruit with vegetables. I've learned to kind of mix the proper proportions of each one. And you know, I've developed a taste for it, and I really love doing that. It's actually, I feel good because of that. Yeah.
I long for it. You know how once we start just eating these healthier foods, the cravings for the other foods, like the sugar and salt-based foods, the processed foods, seem to dissipate, doesn't it? And you actually start craving the healthy food. It's amazing.
Right, exactly. Then
we can change.
In other words, that starts to seem, the things that we eat today that are unhealthy, they start to feel like they're unhealthy, and the things we used to think we wouldn't eat because they seem too healthy for us, they seem to be the right things for us. Now, we just, it is a matter of education and retraining yourself because you can make those changes. It's just a matter of making that decision, but it has long-term positive effects when you change what you eat and your lifestyle. As both your authors have said. Now, I just want to let you know, Carrie, we're coming up in about 2.5 minutes with another break. Did you want to continue on this, or did you want to talk about someone else before we take our second break?
Okay, we might move on to the work and finance pages.
Okay, let's do that then. And I'll let you know about a minute or so before we're finished with this section that we'll have to take another break, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
So work and finance.
Okay. I think I have a number of fantastic authors on women's financial well-being.
Okay.
One of the articles is Women's Health, Women's Wealth by Louise Brogan. She's the founder and director of All Money Matters and the co-author of the e-learning program, Your Life, Your Money, Making Your Life Work for You. Louise explains that there's an awesome healing power in working on our money issues. For decades, she's worked with and witnessed hundreds of women transform their lives purely by working on their money issues. She says that money management is a process. Being wealthy is a process. Living an abundant life is a process. And it's not about how much money we have, but rather how our relationship with money runs our life and how we choose to live in that relationship. So Louise talks about the parts of a personal growth model that work together to form a fully rounded, holistic money management process, mm-hmm. which forms the basis of her e-learning program, Your Life, Your Money, Making Your Life Work for You. Isn't it interesting, Nick, the way our relationship with money can so affect our abundance in our life and how we are day in, day out? That's why it's such an important focus of the site.
It's really an important part of most people's lives, especially with the cost of living today going up pretty substantially for people. Now, Carrie, we're going to take a break in a minute, so why don't you tell everybody how they can get information and your website address.
The website address is www.womenshealingorg.com. And please go on to our health and work and finance pages. There's a lot of wonderful articles there for women of all ages and stages of life.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. Folks, you're listening to Straight Talk here on the Voice of Berks County, WEU. I have more talk with our special guest today, Carrie Fallon Horgan. Great information. I mean, it is the Women's Healing Organization, but, guys, you can go there. You can find out. It's best that we understand the people, the women that we love in our lives. It would make some sense to understand them and the things that are important. And, of course, that information it carries over to men as well, to do the right kinds of things for themselves. As I said, you're listening to Straight Talk on the Voice of Berks County, WEU. We do this every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and where I try to bring you the very best and guests from around the country and the world. And our guest today is Carrie Fallon Horgan. We'll be back with her in just a moment, so stay right with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show, Straight Talk, here on the Voice of Berks County, WEU. I'm enjoying this afternoon's show. We're talking to an international guest today from Sydney, Australia. Our guest today is Carrie Fallon Horgan, and she is the founder and CEO of the Women's Healing Organization International. And we've been giving out our website because that's where all the information is, womenshealingorg, that's org.com, womenshealingorg.com. There's no apostrophe in that women. So go to that website. We're talking more with her about all these important things that have to do with balance in life. And we'll be talking about her book in this segment as well. And the name of that book is Time On, Time Out, Flexible Work Solutions to Keep Your Life in Balance. Carrie, I know you wanted to move on and talk with another one of your experts on your site. So let's talk about Jane Furnival.
Okay, thank you. Back to the work and finance page, Nick. Jane's written a wonderful article, How a Woman Can Achieve Financial Wellbeing. She's got an amazing sense of humor. She says, don't put your head under the sheets. Money is never boring. Disputes fill the courts and the newspapers every day. It's as important as love and sex. It's about passion and power. Having money gives you the power to make choices in life. And she provides a wealth of information on smart spending. She says, for example, never shop when you're hungry. You add 30% on average to your bill, according to one supermarket.
I think that's true. People can relate to that, that's for sure.
Look high and low on the shelves of supermarkets. The most expensive things are placed temptingly at eye level.
Okay.
Make a shopping list, swap with a friend, and compete to see who can buy the things on the list most cheaply. Save loads by not buying ready-prepared supermarket meals. Her personal research shows that they can be up to 8 times the cost of the raw ingredients.
The things that are already prepackaged, you mean?
Yeah. And she says, stop going shopping as a hobby. Idling about the mall, just looking, is not the way to save money. Book up your time at weekends with something more interesting, or if you have to shop, take a toddler or a man who hates shopping.
Mm-hmm.
They will make sure you don't browse. If you want to look at nice things and dream, do that. Browse magazines and catalogs, enjoy, then throw them away quickly. Some great advice from Jane Furnival.
Makes perfect sense to me. We just have to practice.
It's a lengthy article, but that's just some of the great tips from it.
Well, this is all great information. And, Carrie, anything else you want to add to this before we move on to the other topic?
I think probably a large part of the work and finance page is really tips for achieving work-life balance in the workplace and for working flexibly. So happy to move on to that.
Sure. Well, the name of the book, folks, that she has is Time On, Time Out, Flexible Work Solutions to Keep Your Life in Balance. How important is it to have a flexible work balance, let's say, or flexible work solutions? And what do you mean by that?
What's happening in organizations today is that people are working longer and longer hours. They're working excessive hours. And so it's very hard to find the time to achieve the balance in our life and to really, we know what our goals and our values are, and people are moving further and further away from what they truly value in life. Mm-hmm. People often say to me, what I really value is my relationships, my health, my time in my community work. But then I ask, well, how much time are you spending in that? And they say, absolutely no time, because we're spending all our time at work. They have very little life satisfaction because they haven't got the time to really be in their roles. It's interesting. I'm finding that many managers or many people who are managers in organizations are what's termed a mega manager. So they become very, very good at that mega manager role because they're in that role all the time at work. But then, you know, after a long day's work, they go home very stressed and, you know, probably many of them on the verge of burnout. And they really haven't, you know, the child comes to them wanting a response from a parent. But because they haven't had time in that role, they're still in the manager role. And what child or partner really wants to be managed? And that's what's happening.
That's true. That's very true. So, you know, you can see the benefit, Carrie, to the employee. The employees, because they're feeling the stress of working at their jobs and working these long hours that you say and then still having duties to do when they go home. So, but what is the benefit to the employer to establish a flexible program for their employees?
I think that's one of the main reasons that flexible work practices are really on the workplace agenda today, because it not only benefits the employee, it benefits the employer. I'm finding that employers are wanting to become employers of choices for job candidates. So they really attract the best employees, and they're able to expand the pool of possible employees if they offer flexible workplaces. Also, I mean, I guess it's common sense that you get better customer service by having a happier, more diverse and flexible workforce. Obviously, if you're retaining employees longer because of your flexible work practices, you have more experienced staff to look after customers. Interestingly, a Sears study looked at the link between employee satisfaction and customer retention and found that if that increased 5 points, this led to a revenue growth of 0.5%, and that equated to something like $65 million per annum.
Wow.
So flexible work practices also lead to reduced absenteeism. I know that one organization, Pella Corporation in the US, when they introduced job sharing, their absenteeism dropped by 81% and their overstaffing was eliminated. Organizations also find other cost savings. For example, an organization, Australia, the NRMA, estimated the benefits that they accrued in reduced staff turnover after a 5-year period of their flexible work practices was $12 million. And also, I think organizations now realize that social responsibility is on the business agenda. Mm-hmm. And organizational reputation in this area means that they're reflecting the values of a growing number of potential employees and customers. So it's really a key to business success. There was an 11-year Harvard study that showed companies who demonstrated inclusiveness had 4 times the sales and 8 times the employment growth than those who focused only on shareholder value. So being inclusive, really caring about all the stakeholders in your organization, has huge bottom-line benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes perfect sense, I guess. The employees are contented and they're happy at their jobs and are fulfilled and motivated. They're more likely to want to do a great job when they are doing their job. It just seems like it makes perfect sense. So are a lot of companies moving in that direction?
They are. For the past couple of years, I've actually judged the National HR Awards in the health and wellbeing category, and I've seen some amazing examples of what organizations are doing. And they're really finding, you know, the productivity gains, and that's why they're doing it. It's interesting. I asked a finance sector managing director what the company expected from implementing flexible work practice, and he said with a laugh, oh, 20% productivity gain. But then he added seriously, that's what had been occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And he cited their home-based work program for help desk workers, where in that area, traditionally, they have an 18-month turnover, you know, staff turnover very highly in those sorts of roles. But since they introduced their home-based work, no one had left in 5 years, and productivity had increased 20%.
Well, that's pretty amazing. So there's a direct correlation in putting these kinds of practices in place. Now, in the last few minutes that we have, Carrie, let's talk a little bit about some of the actual strategies that companies can do to make flexible work practices work for the company. What kinds of things are we talking about?
Okay, I think it's really important to have change drivers who really do understand the business case, maybe a senior manager and a work-life balance task force who will really champion the work-life balance. I know that for many organisations, it really is an organisational culture change process. It's not about just putting in a great policy. It's about making changes. You know, organisations only change if people within them change.
Mm-hmm.
And so often managers may need ongoing, or I think, for a start, there needs to be an ongoing communication strategy and an education strategy. So, you know, I've developed a lot of resources to help organisations with that. Recently, this month, I launched a new e-learning program called Creating and Managing Flexible Workplaces. So, and that really helps organisations to address the personal and organisational challenges to this. It helps them know which management practices inhibit and enhance working flexibly, and it gives leading strategies for implementing and managing flexible work practices, and as well as case studies and lots of great examples on award-winning organisations and practices. So those sorts of ongoing education processes are really key to implementing it. And, you know, if people are interested in going to my book, they'll really find some great tips on how to personally change the organisation, because it's really two sides of the coin, isn't it? The organisation has to create the enabling environment, and the individual has to take the responsibility for making it happen.
Sure. So, Carrie, how can they get a copy? How can people get a copy of your book before we have to let you go today?
Okay. They can either go on to my flexibilityatwork.com website,
okay,
or to womenshealingorg.com, and there's links there, because I've written articles on, you know, best how to really achieve working flexibly.
So you probably would rather people to go to the womenshealingorg.com, because at least that's one site, and then there's a link to the flexibility one, flexibilityatwork.com, right?
They can read my top 10 tips for working flexibly on the Women's Healing Org site, and there's links there.
Well, I mean, it sounds like it's pretty amazing stuff, and you've put a lot of things together on both of these sites, the womenshealingorg.com website, flexibilityatwork.com. Folks, the name of the book is Time On, Time Out, Flexible Work Solutions to Keep Your Life in Balance. And everybody, it fits together. What we talked about in the first part of the show, as well as what we're doing in this last section, they all fit together in maintaining a level of balance and flexibility in our lives. And Carrie, before we let you go, maybe like a final statement that you'd like to use to wrap up with us?
Oh, thanks, Nick. I think the sharing of women's wisdom will be the ongoing focus of the womenshealingorg.com site. I'm currently talking to more outstanding experts in the fields of women's health and well-being, and new information will continually be added to the site. I'd love your listeners to sign up on the site to receive our free updates on tips from the experts. We also want to partner with organisations who understand the importance of supporting women in this way. So I'd like to ask your listeners to please contact me if your organisations are interested in sponsoring the ongoing development of the Women's Healing Organisation website.
Okay, well, look, it's been my pleasure to talk with you today, and I appreciate you taking this time to spend this hour with us here on Straight Talk. Carrie, thanks for being our guest today. Just stay on the line. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you, Nick. You've been a wonderful host.
Thank you so much. Hold on. Folks, that was Carrie Fallon Horgan. Again, the website's the Women's Healing Organization is womenshealingorg.com, flexibilityatwork.com. If you go to the first one, you'll be able to connect with the other one as well. Thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And as always, take care of yourselves and your families, and I'll see you on the radio.